Medical industry has become the number one target for hackers. Cyber crooks can sell credit card numbers for about 15 cents each. But someone's medical records, that could be worth hundreds of dollars. For our special series, CBSN On Assignment, I visited a hospital in Buffalo, New York, where hackers, demanding ransom, took down the computer systems for 6 weeks. So I'm here at Erie County Medical Center. It's a level one trauma center. Their entire system was hacked. The medical industry is the new number one target for hackers. Almost all U.S. healthcare organizations have reported at least one cyber attack. And the largest American hospital hacked this year was this facility in Buffalo.
All the screens were black. All the computer screens were turned off.
That's pretty ominous. All black screens?
Everything we had normally used was essentially unplugged from the system.
Dr. Jennifer Pugh runs the ER. She was on staff the morning hackers sent this ransomware message demanding $44,000 in the cyber currency Bitcoin to unlock hospital data being held hostage. They went back to pen and paper for 6 weeks until the systems were back online.
I think it's disgusting. They're attacking some of the most vulnerable members of society by coming after a hospital.
This is a form of terrorism. These are criminals. In our case, we decided not to pay that ransom, but make no mistake about it. This definitely affected our organization, and it's going to cost us a lot of money in the long run.